The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Jerry Sanders. We have the Director of Teaching, Learning, and Ready Schools, Jennifer Barrett. And also joining us, Kate Franklin, a high school student. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality, and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Well, I welcome all of you to Super Chat. Jerry, let me turn to you. Your students recently attended a student-run business conference, which was held at Brown County Schools, not too far away from you. Tell our listeners about this conference.
It was just amazing. I was so impressed. I was so proud of our students. We had about 25 Edgewood students who attended the conference, and some of them were giving presentations. We had our marketing class do a presentation, a breakout session, and our Coffee Corral kids made a presentation, and I think Mrs. Barrett made a presentation. But our Edge Media Junior High group, they were given the job of recording the event. So they were down there with their cameras, taking video of the main sessions and breakout sessions, and just getting all that to be able to make a final video of the event. What was really impressive, Gary, was that they had this event in an old gymnasium. So if you could picture the whole gym full of tables and about 250 students sitting around that gym at these tables, and up on stage talking to the students were five students from Cardinal Manufacturing, which is a student-run business up in Wisconsin. It just really hit me that here we have students talking to students about things like business strategies and marketing and making sure you're taking care of your customers and soft skills. You know, I've been to many, many conferences myself over the years, and having an expert up talking to myself and a group of others. And here we were sitting there with a group of students having these conversations. That it was just very impressive. And as we've learned through this process, as we continue to grow with our Ready Schools initiatives and student-run businesses, you just really learned it in terms of utilizing the great thinking and the creative ideas that our high school students have. And I'm learning more and more they do an amazing job, and just some of the impressive things they're doing with marketing. I could probably give a little leeway to that. A few years ago, we hired Brittany Tucker to be our marketing coordinator. We wanted her to tell our story, so Brittany did an amazing job. She'd visited all of our schools, taking pictures and telling our story on social media. As she went around and was working with teachers and students, she fell in love with teaching. So she went back to school to get her teacher's license. So basically what Brittany was doing as part of her job, the students are going to be doing that. And so we'll have our own students telling their own story. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I do too. Of your 25 or so students who attended this meetup, what would you say was their biggest takeaway?
I think they were just really intrigued with that there were other students doing what they're doing. I attended this session. Some of the students that were listening, they didn't ask questions as much as I thought they would, but they all represented different types of student-run businesses. And so I think maybe they walked away with, hey, you know, we're not the only ones trying to learn how to do a student-run business. There's a bunch of other high school students learning to do the same thing. And hopefully that gave them confidence that they're doing great things themselves, and that they could, you know, like adults, we want to be able to network. And so I hope our students walked away with the idea of the importance of networking with others.
I think that's excellent. It serves to, in part, spark an interest in taking a business path for your students into the future. So I think it's a wonderful experience for your students, and obviously networking with other students who have a similar interest. It's always appealing, I think, to students. But wonderful job. Good report, Jerry. Well, Jennifer, let me turn to you. As most of our listeners know, career pathways planning has become really a major component of education's focus. So can you provide your stakeholders, our listeners, a description of your career pathways?
Yeah, absolutely. So here at Edgewood High School, this year, we are finishing up the year with four pathways in place for our students, and we are exploding next year with 15 career pathways that our students will be able to choose from. What's exciting about that is that our incoming freshmen have the doors wide open for them to be able to explore multiple areas. And even better than that is that our current freshmen, sophomores, and juniors are finding that they're actually going back and signing up for principal's classes, which are the first classes in those pathways, because they also want to have that exposure in some of these areas. So what we're finding is that these upperclassmen are starting to kind of drill down a little bit about what they may want to do after high school. And because of the opportunities that we've been able to open in terms of the career pathways, they're now able to explore that in a way that allows them to decide, is that something I want to do further, learn more about before they step out the doors of Edgewood High School and graduate? So we're really excited about being able to provide those opportunities, not just to our incoming freshmen, but to our upperclassmen as well.
Sure. Well, tell me a little bit about the new internship program.
Yeah, this is an exciting piece. Yesterday, we had our very first internship fair. And, you know, one way that I kept explaining it to the employers is we're really kind of making a hard right on this. And we're turning the ship. And as you know, when you turn a ship, it's slow. And what we're seeing is hopefully a new era for internships at Edgewood High School. And when we're looking at the new diploma, I guess I wouldn't say requirements because we're still in the stages of developing those in the state, but the new diploma pieces that the Department of Ed are putting out, these internships are going to be crucial for students who are graduating and are looking for a different type of experience in high school. For those students who are coming through with academic honors, you know, this isn't going to change their high school experience that much. We're very fortunate to have the Indiana Early College Opportunity in there for students to earn 30 college credits before they graduate from high school and be able to take that into any public college or university in the state of Indiana and those be accepted. So it's not going to change that experience much for those kids, but it will change the experience for those students who are looking to kind of individualize that diploma for them. Those students who, you know, maybe English 11 and English 12 aren't necessarily the route that they need to go in order to build a resume before they leave high school. Maybe instead of classes like that, you know, they're really looking for more of an apprenticeship opportunity. And I really love that the state is opening those doors for students to be able to, you know, really kind of define what high school needs to look like for them so that we can prepare them for the next level. So our internships and being able to match students with employers versus students going out and finding an internship, we're really able to give them more quality internships. We're able to define that with our employers and our partners so that what we're able to do with our students is just the next level.
How receptive have the area businesses been to forming these new partnerships surrounding your internship program?
You know, the response has been pretty incredible. You know, I shouldn't be surprised because our community partners show up for us time and time again. But the response actually blew me away. We actually had just as many paid internships for our students available as we did unpaid internships. Cook Medical is opening their doors to internships for high school students for the very first time. And they're running a pilot program with us to determine, you know, how this works, what this is going to look like. And hopefully we're going to get into more departments at Cook in the coming years. We have Smithville who continues to come to our doors and say, how can we help? You know, bring your students over, let them learn from us. We have area businesses in so many different career fields, from construction to biomedical to business management, insurance, you name it. We even had a chocolatier in yesterday, and I think her table was the most attended. I think she was also giving out samples, so that might have been a little unfair, but it's been really exciting because as I was talking with the kids as they left yesterday, they said they were very surprised after talking with the employers. The opportunities that they thought they were going to have actually looked very different once they actually started those mini interviews.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, what has been the reaction on the part of the students taking the marketing class? And how many students would you estimate are taking part in the class?
Yeah, absolutely. So our marketing actually starts with our principles of business management. So we are turning that on its head as well next year. And Brittany Tucker and Stacia Myers are taking the lead on turning our principles of business management into almost an entrepreneurship opportunity. It's a year-long project-based learning where the kids are going to be in groups of three or four throughout the year, and each unit is going to focus on a different aspect of building a business. And so they're going to have a unit that's based around marketing and how do you market a business and what are all of the areas that go along with that, from social media to audiovisual, flyers, how do you reach the public, all of those pieces. And so we have about 110 students in principles of business management next year. And then the second class would be accounting fundamentals, our third class being the marketing fundamentals. And so we are looking, in addition to that 110 students in principles of business management, about 25 more students who are focusing just on that marketing side. And what's exciting about that is we have students who may have taken the marketing class this year and want to continue to pursue that and are coming back to us in terms of an internship and are looking for that next level opportunity to continue to work on those types of projects across our district.
And I really, the thing I noticed in what you were saying is that the course offerings are really covering a lot of the important bases, not just the marketing, but the accounting side of things, which is very critical. But the ways that marketing takes place, the vehicles, the tools, if you will, those are all excellent points that the students will have if they opt to pursue an entrepreneurial path or a business engagement. This is all really excellent. Well, Katie, let me ask you, well, first of all, what grade are you in currently?
I am currently a junior.
Okay, so you have another year left to experience all this. Well, describe for me what you are learning in Ms. Tucker's class, and has it motivated you to consider seeking a business degree after high school graduation?
Yes, it has. So in Ms. Tucker's class so far, we have really focused in on promoting what we have here to offer at Edgewood High School, and it has been my pleasure and an honor to be able to fully encapture everything we are doing and everything we have to offer. So we started the year pretty much, this is how you market. This is what you need to put out to the world. This is what other people need to see. And this is how we are going to draw people into our school. So we started out with pretty much the basics and just how to draw in a bigger crowd. And then after a few months, we started noticing that more people were seeing our work and seeing what we were doing and seeing what Edgewood had to offer. And then that's when other businesses started coming to us to have us market them. And that's when we started learning, well, this is how you market in the real world. This is what other people need to see. This is what businesses need to be successful. And then that's when we started really focusing in on the principles of marketing more on a broader scale. And we really learned what has drawn people in, what has turned some people away. And we've really gotten to have a lot of hands-on experience about what pretty much is successful and what is not successful in terms of marketing and business.
A wonderful description. I'm just curious, but do you have any family members who are already in business?
Yes. My father is in business, and he works with a lot of different people and has had many different offers and decisions that he's had to make, and he's had to pretty much build a community around him. So it's been really nice to follow in his footsteps and see what he's been doing and apply it to my own life to kind of follow in his path.
Oh, sure. Sure. Of course. I think that's a natural thing. Well, would you recommend Ms. Tucker's class to other students who maybe are just entering high school, so to speak?
Oh, I would totally recommend this class to anyone who is going to be at Edgewood High School in the future. It is taught so many different aspects of marketing. There's all these different elements that kind of go into it to create the greater picture. Me personally, I do not know how to work a camera at all. I've tried learning. I do not know how to work a camera. But one of my friends who is also in the class, she knew how to take the pictures, but I knew how to edit them and put all the graphics on. So it's been so nice to collaborate with all these other people who have different skill sets than you do to create the bigger picture that is ultimately going to be produced and seen by many people.
Yeah. You know, it's what I call micro networking, you know, because you're at a granular level when you're hooking up with other students that have the skills you need. They need your skills, and you bring it together for an end result. I love that. You know, teamwork is wonderful in that regard. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes. It's been phenomenal.
Well, I have to say, I think today's show has provided our listeners with some very valuable insight into some of the interesting things going on at Edgewood Schools. Keep up the good work. Katie, it's wonderful to hear that you're enjoying it. Great description, all of you. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of the flypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.